Nowadays, I think the press are much more controlled about the way they interact with the royal family. Yes, we still see the pictures, and there is certainly a Kate effect, whereby the Duchess of Cambridge is very often in the newspapers, but the pictures seem to be less in your face than they were when it was the time of Princess Diana. What I don't like about the tabloids and the way they're dealing with the royal family is that whenever they talk about the Duchess of Cambridge, we always have to know exactly what she's wearing and where she bought it from. I mean, who cares? Obviously, there are people who do care because, again, this Kate effect. Apparently, as soon as the news announces that she bought her coat from Jigsaw, or she bought her coat from, I don't know, another shop, Zara, for example, the coat sells out online within half an hour. And I think that's quite sad that these people are just waiting to see what the Duchess of Cambridge is wearing to decide what they're going to go and buy as clothes. I think that is a bit sad. And I also think it's a bit sad that all the tabloids are interested in is reporting on her clothes, which makes her into some kind of elaborate clothes horse. And nobody is interested in what she actually has to say and what she thinks. She has just announced that she's patron of, I think it's 4 charities, and yet we have absolutely no comments from her on these charities. She just turns up, looks pretty, and goes away again, and I think that's a bit sad. Also, at the moment, Prince William is on duty in the Falklands. He has been sent to the Falklands for, I think it's 6 weeks, and all we heard about in the papers yesterday was how much she's missing him on Valentine's Day. And I think that's a little bit condescending. It is treating her as some kind of airhead. Of course she's going to be missing her husband, but she's not the only one. There are an awful lot of military wives and partners, not just wives, military partners whose partners get sent away to very dangerous places. And you don't just miss them on Valentine's Day. I think that's just being sensational. And it's not really the most interesting part of the story.